funny.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. All right, do you work in an honest profession? What about a dishonest profession? Does it matter? Do you care? I guess what? As long as the money is there on the 15th and the 30th, that's all that matters, right? Well, I guess you're right. But anyway, there are certain professions that are thought of by people as being quite honest and morally grounded, and others that are just kind of shifty, if you know what I mean. When businesses or individuals are thought to be honest and ethical, society often roots for them. Many of us are happy to see instances in which people act morally and ethically and in which they are still successful without compromise their values. We as a society seem to have formed perceptions of what we deem to be ethical and what is not. So we've come to associate certain occupations with honesty and integrity and others with greed or business practices that are designed to entice people into spending or wasting. So Gallup recently polled a random sample of 805 adults. Don't know why 805. They could have stopped at 800. Well, they were all older than 18 from across the country. The results, and here we go, show that out of the 11 professions included in this year's poll, these are the jobs that the highest portion of Americans see as having high honesty and ethical standards. The first, nurses. The survey found that 80% of people feel that nurses have either high or very high honesty and ethical standards. I guess they've never watched the show Nurse Jackie on Showtime, The next, medical doctors, 65%. Isn't this interesting? It's almost like you want to hope that they're ethical, because if your nurse or your doctor is not, you may have some big trouble. Pharmacists, see, the same thing, 65%. Again, these are the percentage of Americans that think that these are honest and ethical professions, and that those people that are doing these things are also honest and ethical. Police officers, 48%. That's pretty interesting considering what's been going on in the country over the past couple of months. And clergymen, 46% of folks think that all clergy are quite honest and it is an admirable profession. Well, the honesty list seems to contain jobs that involve civil service, caring for others, or saving lives. And again, you can notice how three of the top five jobs are in the medical field, and nurses top the list as the profession Americans view as the most honest. Since 1999, when nurses were first included in the poll as a choice, wonder why they waited so long, they have topped the list almost every year. The only year they were not number one was 2001, when firefighters were included. And that was done in December 2001, so you can kind of imagine why firefighters kind of zoomed up the chart that year. Let's see. On the other hand, the Gallup poll found that these jobs ranked lowest. All right, I'll give you a second to think about what you think is number one on the list. Yep, lawyers. 21% of survey respondents feel lawyers have high or very high honesty and ethical standards. Well, but 35% would call their standards quote-unquote low or very low. What about business executives? Only 17% said they feel business executives have high or very high honesty and ethical standards, while 32% say they feel their standards are low or very low. Don Draper would be upset. Advertising practitioners, 10% said they think advertising practitioners, I like how they phrase that, advertising practitioners. When you watched Bewitched, did you ever think Darren was an advertising practitioner? I never thought that. Let's see, 10% said they think that everyone over at Sterling Cooper had high or very high honesty standards, while 42% pegged their standards as low or very low. Here's one that I thought would be a little higher on the list. Car salespeople. 8% of respondents agreed that car salespeople have high or very high honesty and ethical standards, while 45% said they feel their standards are low or very low. I bet you those are the folks that when you go, well, let me see your license for a minute. You ever deal with that? You go in as you're haggling for the price. For some reason, they need to see your driver's license. They bring it back to the sales manager. Try getting it back if you don't buy the car. And here's one that kind of jumps out at you as well. Members of Congress. Members of Congress ranked dead last on the list, with 61% of respondents pegging their honesty and ethical standards as low or very low, and only 7% saying they believe Congress members have high or very high standards. Isn't that sad? They are our representatives, literally. Keep in mind that there only are a set amount of professions on the list that respondents can choose from each year. See, I wish they would just leave it open. If you're going to talk to 805 people, ask them flat out. Give me your top five or your bottom five. While some of the jobs on the least honest list seem to be the ones that people associate with personal monetary gain, as opposed to altruism, these are, of course, only perceptions, however. And that's kind of sad that that's the case. When does it become bad to make money? We all need to make money. You need to feed yourself. You got kids at home you have to feed and put through college and keep a roof over their head. There's nothing wrong with making money. But when you make money and you kind of squash on everybody else around you to do it, that's why you start getting these perceptions that those who are out to make money are out to do no good. And that's a sad thing. Stay with us. Coming up next, the Entertainment Report with Christina Stoffo. And then we'll have a list of the highest paid Hollywood stars under 30. Ah, to be young and have it all. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge. America
Weekend. Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Would you be happier if you spent less time at work? We learned a simple way to find out, thanks to economics professor Emily Oster.
She suggests imagining that you magically have one more waking hour every week. You can do anything you want with it. What would you do? How would you spend it?
This forces you to think on the margin. What is one more hour of time worth to you? This approach is called marginal thinking. She says that it's the best way to make decisions.
If you determine you'd rather spend the extra hour with your family, then you're working too much. If you'd rather work, then you're spending too much time at home. If it's a mix of the two, then you're balancing things just right.
Now that's big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Think green.
Harris with you. The melting of the world's glaciers and polar ice caps is due to sunlight no longer bouncing off reflective snow, but instead being absorbed in the dark waters of the ocean, heating them up, then further melting the ice due to surrounding warmer waters. With climate change and global warming, we're seeing cities suffering newfound issues. In much the same way the ice and snow reflect UV or sun rays, several American cities are looking at beginning to refit with white roofs as a way to cool our large cement and steel cities. Not only does this reduce cooling costs throughout the spring and summer, but the white color also maintains a more stable temperature. Above all, each city that can reduce its massive heat exhaust ends up buying time for its urban quality of life. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.